Father Jim. I'm thinking about our Lord's Prayer Book, the Psalms, that the Holy Spirit has given to us and the Church to join our Lord in his eternal prayer to his Father. And we've looked at Psalms of praise, and I'm beginning to look at Psalms of thanksgiving. When often people used to go to the temple and had reasons to be grateful to God, and sometimes a group would enter the temple together, and there'd be a procession into the temple, and people would knock on the doors, you might say, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates." And the priest would ask, you know, "What's your business?" And then they'd be brought in. Hallelujah! Praise to God. This is Psalm 107, where there's a group of people who've had problems and who are coming to the temple to witness to how God had rescued them. So first of all, there were people who'd been on a long journey and got lost. So the soloist says, "Give thanks to Yahweh, for he's good. His love is everlasting." As we've heard before, his hesed is emet. "Let those be the words of Yahweh's redeemed," says the priest. "Those he's redeemed from the oppressor's clutches, by bringing them home from foreign countries, from east and west, from north and south." So the priest is really saying, the conch is now given to those who've been refugees and have come home to Israel. Who has something to say about that? That group then says, "Some had lost their way in the wilds and the desert, not knowing how to reach an inhabited town. They were hungry and desperately thirsty. Their courage was running low. Then they called to Yahweh in their trouble, and he rescued them from their sufferings, guiding them by a route leading direct to an inhabited town." Somebody says, that's our story. And the priest then says, "Let these thank Yahweh for his love, for his marvels on behalf of men, satisfying the hungry. He fills the starving with good things." Our Lady must have known this psalm. She quoted that in the Magnificat. Next, says the priest, you know, who's next? Well, this was a group of people, obviously, who were in prison and had been released from prison. "All right, you know, what have you got to say?" says the priest. "Some were living in gloom and darkness, fettered in misery and irons, for defying the orders of God, for scorning the advice of the Most High, who bent them double with hardship to breaking point, with no one to help them. Then they called to Yahweh in their trouble, and he rescued them from their sufferings, releasing them from gloom and darkness and shattering their chains." The priest says, "Let these thank Yahweh for his love, for his marvels on behalf of men, breaking bronze gates open. He smashes iron bars." Priest, who's next? Right, who's next? Well, there are some people who are off their food, whether they've got bulimia or anorexia nervosa or something. "Some, driven frantic by their sins, made miserable by their own guilt, and finding all food repugnant, were nearly at death's door. And they called to Yahweh in their trouble, and he rescued them from their sufferings. Sending his word and curing them, he snatched them from the pit." And the priest says, "Let these thank Yahweh for his love, for his marvels on behalf of men. Let them offer thanksgiving sacrifices and proclaim with shouts of joy what he's done." Next. Oh, sailors. We're sailors. Can we say our piece too, please? Yes. "Others, taking ship and going to sea, were plying their business across the ocean. They too saw what Yahweh could do, what marvels of the deep. He spoke and raised a gale, lashing up towering waves. Flung to the sky, then plunged to the depths. They lost their nerve in their ordeal, staggering and reeling like drunkards with all their seamanship adrift. Then they called to Yahweh in their trouble, and he rescued them from their sufferings, reducing the storm to a whisper, till the waves grew quiet, bringing them, glad at the calm, safe to the port they were bound for. The priest then says, "Let these thank Yahweh for his love, for his marvels on behalf of men. Let them extol him in the great assembly and praise him in the council of elders." And the farmers need to tell their story. Sometimes he turned rivers into desert, springs of water into arid ground, on a fertile country, or a fertile country into salt flats, because the people living there were wicked. Or again, he turned a desert into sheets of water and an arid country into flowing springs where they gave the hungry a home in which to found a habitable town. There they sow the fields and plant their vines. There they show a profitable harvest. He blesses them. They grow in number. He sees that their livestock does not decrease. Their numbers had fallen. They had grown weak under pressure of disaster and hardship. Pouring his contempt upon the nobly born, he left them to wander in a trackless waste. But now he lifts the needy out of their misery and gives them a flock of new families, at the sight of which upright hearts rejoice and wickedness must hold its tongue. That's the farmer's story. Then the priest says, "If you're wise, study these things and realize how Yahweh shows his love." Alleluia. Amen.